rabbits in his hat. Tricks up sleeves, disappearing cats. He's a great magician. He's got magic rings, flowers on a stick, all kinds of tricks.
He's the great magician. Of course we meant Phil Coutinho.
It's the day tripper.
Okay, first one is from Stephen. Stephen wonders, how come Tarzan is always clean shaven? He hangs around with hairy animals. He wouldn't have the tools to shave. Why is Tarzan clean shaven?
Because he has alopecia, you fucking insensitive bastard. That's a wig he wears.
So? A lovely answer there from Paul Tarzan Brennan.
Obviously a family relative.
Yeah.
Very close to his,
his uncle Tarzan there. Okay, here's one from Nick. This is one of those horrific choices. Would you rather always have a blister on both feet, or every time you use a zip, it breaks?
Every time a zipper breaks. It's a ridiculous question.
Why?
Just buy a button jacket. Button jeans. Just don't buy one with a fucking zip.
Cheat. You're not allowed to cheat.
I'm not cheating. I'm just not going around with two fucking blisters on my feet.
How do you do a button suitcase?
Very easily.
Button suitcase.
That's actually a good shape. Right, next one is from Sean. Sean wonders, if you had 3 months to live, and you have 5 million quid, what do you do? 3 months to live, 5 million quid.
I'd buy a dish on Lovren's Kinder
and break every single one of them.
Before Ian Eyre can give him a new contract, I'd buy out the rest of Skirtles and tell him to fuck off.
You're going to play for Paul FC. Same party. Yes, same party.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Steve, only shouting that now. Yes?
Probably, if a serious answer, probably bring my friends and family away on fucking nice holidays and just enjoy.
Oh, fucking idiots. It's all serious. It's all serious now, is it?
Yeah. Coke and strippers.
Phil, have you guys said? No. 5 million.
You're going to space. You're going to space.
Yeah.
Going to space.
He fucking lives in space as it is.
Go into space.
Try and find a wormhole.
Cryogenically frozen. With the transfer committee.
Actually,
cryogenically freeze them, send them to space, and float them off into the
air. Actually, I'd use my 5 million to do that to Phil as well.
If we all come together. Yeah.
you want to go to space to be cryogenically frozen, not like on Earth.
I'm sure it's a more difficult process.
Good chance if you open the window when you're up there, you will end up cryogenically frozen.
It's horrendous, isn't it? Like Rooney's hair.
What has he done to himself?
Maybe Stephen Orr
just shave it off. Why not? What's the problem?
Because the size of his head, he'd actually look like a light bulb.
I think it's because he looks like a big cabbage.
Not like an old light bulb. One of those new sort of eco-friendly light bulbs have the extra big bulbous heads on them.
You know what someone needs to do? You know what they're having a little spat in the pitch? Someone should blow out his hair like this if they're blowing a genie gel. That would wind him up, wouldn't it? Genie gel, why is your hair blown off? Looks like it could blow off.
The next one's from Anthony. Anthony wonders, has anyone in the room here?
Or have you pulled up a divot and just put it on his head? Sorry, man. Like a golfer plays the divot, you just pick it up and put it on. There you go.
You got to go with the inspiration when it strikes, Phil. Phil?
He was in Dead Poets Society.
Apart from Stuart Downing. Apart from Stuart
Downing. Dale Winton. He looks like Dale Winton.
Dale Winton and Stuart Downing is always thrown at me. Yeah. What a fucking combination.
What a fucking combination.
Dale Downing.
That is fucking mean.
But you know what I see a lot of people doing now with them baguettes is getting the bread pulled
get the
out
bread
of
taken out, yeah.
Which I think is a great idea because
filling it with gunshells.
That's fucking
and thrown at someone.
It's too doughy for you otherwise. Yeah.
It's bell cancer.
Because it all falls out as well. Isn't it?
I'm telling you now, all that dough, that's filling the fucking...
White bread's terrible for you. Yeah. You shouldn't eat white bread.
Yeah. No, but it's the worst of a lot.
Racist.
It's the worst.
For fuck's sake.
White bread is being run out of this country. It is political correctness gone mad.
Oh my Christ. Next
but you
one.
Know bread, like bread, no matter bread is bad for you, Jack.
I don't eat bread, I agree, yeah.
And like a lot of people are coming around to this now, you just don't touch it. Just do not bread.
Ah, that's bollocks.
It's exact same.
I'll tell you what, if I was ever in a position where I got fat and I had to lose weight and I went to go on a diet, I would never be able to give up bread.
People
have
been eating
bread
for millions of years.
No, yes, no, that's the not difference. True. But I'll tell you what, the difference is, somebody was telling me this recently, the wheat that they're producing now,
they found shit
with how it's encouraged to grow, and it's a shorter wheat. What, seriously?
People, oh, it's encouraged. Come on, lads.
Let's go. We need to fucking roll out the baguettes.
Get into the formation of the baguette formation. Yeah. All of it. Baguette formation.
All these new age motivational techniques now. In the olden days, you just shout at them and they grow. And now
look
it's
it
like,
up though, anyway, Dave.
I got three of you in an envelope.
Playing the wee podcast of them.
Yeah.
There's an area for the type of wheat now that they're putting into bread.
Wheat.
It can be grown real quick. And
right.
It's cheaper to produce. But years ago, I mean, bread's gone back ages.
Bread does go back ages. Your man Jesus loved bread.
He loved a bit of bread.
And the things he could do with bread.
Oh, fucking unbelievable.
I don't even get me started on water.
I mean, he's having fish rolls.
To be fair, as fictional characters go, he was ahead of a cook. I've got to give
him that. Oh, man, he put a mean fucking fish roll together. Yeah.
Can you imagine going to his parties? There's nothing fucking here, lads. There's only a couple of rolls and a glass
don't
of water.
Worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
How about it?
Give us a glass there. Wine.
What the fuck?
Imagine being at the Sermon at the Mount, right? You're there for fucking days, you're starving, and it's all there is fish or bread, and you've got a, you know, a wheat allergy or something. Hang on, mate, hang on, you know. Yeah, is there nothing else? No, bread and fish.
It's a weird one, isn't it? It's a weird combination. God. You never have a fish roll, really.
Well, yeah. You know, have a fish finger sandwich.
Yeah.
A fish finger sandwich is magic.
Yeah, especially when hungover.
How do you cook all that fish?
What?
How did he cook all that fish?
Boy, man, he had a barbecue.
Look at thousands of people.
He had an outback barbecue. What people don't know. Outback goes back millions of years.
Yeah, do you know the who Captain Birdseye? Who's that made by?
Birdseye.
Hang on. Oh, my God, that makes sense. No, it must be Finnis or something. Hang on, I need to look this up.
It might be green oil, I think.
It's somebody putting a huge push on fish finger sandwiches on Twitter. Who's the main players in the fish finger, man?
You get the first fish finger sandwich free, but the rest of them are on the captain's
table.
Captain Birdseye. Captain Birdseye, right?
I don't think it's him. It must be Finnis. It has to be Finnis.
It's his son.
Is there anyone else in the fish finger
green
game?
Green Isle?
In the fish finger game.
Green Isle.
Admiral Birdseye.
I've been a long time in the fish finger game.
But anyway.
A very long time.
Particular.
You hunted orca at one stage. They wrote a book about you.
I did.
Moby Trav.
They were doing these fish finger sandwiches, right? But they were only bringing them, they were bringing to your workplace. But they'd only bring them to media companies Today FM or whatever. So they get
Google.
A big load of coverage
Google.
All over Twitter and get the exposure. I was harassing them for a fish finger sandwich for months. To the point that they blocked me. And I was like, just give us a fucking fish finger sandwich. Just because I haven't got 1,000 followers, you won't give me a fish finger sandwich. Because they're scabby fucking stingy bastards. And they're only bringing them to
I hope Captain Birdseye turns up outside the station in the fucking splash door with a fucking fish finger sandwich now.
And they'd see all these retweets from these half famous people Brezzy
Trev.
Oh, nice one, yeah. nice one for me fish finger sandwich. 50 fucking million followers, happy days.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't fit a yard me walking man. Yeah. Want a fish finger sandwich, one fish finger sandwiches.
And you're blocked.
Yeah. It's sort of desperation,
Hang on. You hate their desperation, but you're begging them on Twitter. Give me a fish finger sandwich. Give me one.
You know what I mean? How much? How hard would it be for them? The van man to just come out and give me a fish.
Is that how it works?
The van man.
Is that how it works? They deliver.
The van man. Go on.
Costa.
Like, even if he looks like he's lost the head for a second, like 20 seconds later, it's like he makes a point of just laughing at the defender, you know, smiling, or even kind of like, you know, a little tap on the back, like, ah, oh, I'm only messing. And then, like, you know, 10 minutes later, he stamps on his ankle again. Like, yeah. he just always seems to be in control. He knows, like, where the limit is. He's not going to get himself sent off doing it. He's just a lovely prick, like,
a lovely prick
to play with.
Yeah.
Lovely prick to play with. Oh, God. The innuendo trippers. Oh, what have I done?
They're going straight in the back of his with that one.
A lovely prick to play with.
A lovely prick to play with. And some chocolate, like a Kinder egg.
I'm having a fucking mirror today.
Imagine Hulk Quinn narrating your life. Imagine that. That is fucking horrible.
I got a dream.
And there's Phil going into the shop there. Oh, God, he's gone into the shop. Is he going into the shop? Shut the fuck up!
I don't think he's made the right decision going into the shop. I'm confused by this decision.
Which was, by extension, your Stephen Daly impression.
I wish C-3PO had been melted down.
Into what?
Just melted in.
Why? Did you just hate him? Did you?
Yeah. I still don't know what role he plays in all the fucking Star Wars movies.
Would you say he's a charlatan and a coward? Is he the Stuart Downing of
he's the Stuart Downing of Star Wars.
Hold on, going back there, you know what you were saying about the Terminator? That sounds like, you know, like a scale for measuring shites. Like, oh, well, I had an Ernie and a few liquidy lads on the back of it. Like,
I had a C-2000. Dodgy T-2000 going on there.
I don't like the liquidy lads though.
Nah, I don't like the liquidy lads. You never know where they're going to pop up.
Okay, I'm going to start with a question from Sam McGuire, and Sam's asking, if you had to pick an assistant manager from the Trippers, from us here or from any guest that we've ever had on, I assume an assistant Liverpool manager to Brendan, who would it be? Poor old Collie's getting the boot, so who's assistant manager?
To Brendan or assistant manager to me? Like,
assistant manager to Brendan. Let's say, I'm making this up. I could be putting words in Sam's mouth, but
I think it should be Paul, right? Because he'd have to get up really early, and he loves that. And then nobody'd be able to hear him talk. They'd all be going, "Come closer! We can't hear you. Come closer!" No, come closer. We can't hear your tactical.
Fuck off,
Thomas. Fuck off.
Did you hear that?
Paul would be a good shout as well, because he'd bring the short sleeves instead of the shorts.
Yeah. Short sleeves.
Players go out with gloves, you'd be like, you fucking tarts.
Just for people listening, the rest of us are sitting here, well, bar Trev, who's in his tweed jacket and his leisure wear ensemble. Leisure suit.
He hasn't got his sleeves with the thumb holes.
He hasn't got his sleeves.
Disappointingly,
if you've seen With Neil and I, you know what Trent looks like right now.
at the end of the film.
All right, you cunt.
You'd be good, Trev. I mean, you and Brendan talking, fucking hell, imagine those team talks.
Jesus. What are you trying to
You're
say
both
there,
very eloquent men, aren't you? Like, yes, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Both loquacious in your use of language.
Both nice.
Smug bastard. I believe Trev was called the other day.
No, pompous motherfucker.
Pompous motherfucker.
Let's be exact.
Actually, right. You are getting yourself close to being a... Yeah. Have you got a PowerPoint presentation?
No, I can't do that. I would say Damo. I think Flunny is the man here. Surely. Now that's a team talk I want to hear. Seriously?
There's only four players he likes. So yeah, anyone else can say, ah, bollocks, oh, Brendan, which that fucking bollocks that is.
You're all useless and all, and anyways.
Can you imagine Damo was on the bench? And Rodgers goes, Ricky, warm up.
Flunny's just going to wrestle him to the ground. So he's like,
and he'd definitely be one of those assistants that's always in the touchline scream. Like the commentator, you know, any quiet stadiums, the commentator would spend all game. And once again, apologies if any bad language has been picked up by a right. Okay, bollocks, that Luke looks so back to Brazilian bollocks.
He'd be doing it to his own players.
Oh, yeah. I feel like the idea of Damo as assistant manager you have to know him though. Like, yeah, you know, yeah. We know him so well that the listeners probably wouldn't get it. But
it's if we could start a collection for Damo to become assistant manager.
Oh, let's get a Kickstarter going.
Just for one day, just for one moment when Rogers subs Lambert on. Like, you know, just when he brings just Lambert on, just for that bit.
And Paul, then you've got the shorts as well.
Bloody shorts.
Another in joke, which
we'll have to put out this with the hand, as he
the, only, the only man who would make Colin Pascoe look good in a pair of shorts.
Sorry, Floody, that's my fault.
Yeah.
For all the people who don't consider it a sport, and it's an easy one, you know, head out there onto the course.
Yeah.
Could be anywhere in the world.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's where. Yeah.
Is it not reading a book in a pub? Do you not like that?
What? Tragic loser.
That's a
book wanker.
That's a, that's a
3-hour pint of Guinness.
Yeah, good book. I'm sipping my Guinness here. Look at
fuck off.
I'm like, book.
Yeah, reading wankers. Phil.
Oh, do that behind closed doors.
Driving, because I like changing gears.
Driving's a sport.
You like
changing gears.
Driving's
a sport.
No, it's only if you're doing rallying. But look, if you're just driving around,
you just like driving around.
I'm driving around.
Well, then I changed my mind to driving.
Yeah, I like it myself.
Sorry, I was trying to be.
But you drive competitively. You drive like
yeah, but
sport.
The other drivers don't know that.
That's how he wins all the time.
Getting off the lights ahead of the granny beside me, going fuck you.
The best dad ever was for driving the insurance, no nonsense.
Yeah.
You big ham. I'm 21 today, you big ham. Big ham.
Laugh at the cultures. Yeah, laugh at the cultures.
It's very easy.
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing?
My favourite thing to do?
That's not the sport.
Reading.
Reading?
Yeah.
In a pub?
Book wanker. The look of consternation from Andy across the trail.
I'm not in a pub.
Is it not writing?
No.
What about hosting podcasts?
No, I fucking hate that show. Right, the next one is Nick Wall, and Nick's wondering, if you could be any human from any point in time for one day, what would be the first thing you'd do? He says... as Emery Chan, because he's making the assumption you.
That's the joke, Trev. You read that? Totally
No. I didn't read it wrong. I read it the way I want to fucking read it, because I read
his
books.
His real question is, what would you do as Emery Chan?
Yeah, I know.
But you wanted to make it jokey.
Yeah, I know. I know. But I want to ask you a question about what you would do. You could be.
Come on, the delivery has to be better.
I read books.
Make it jokey.
Lack a sense of humour.
I read my book like this
square as I possibly can.
Make the most funniest of books sound shit. It's a funny book.
Insert laughter here.
It's a good impression by both of you.
Can you imagine Trev doing stand up?
Oh no. Yeah. I'm telling this joke the way I want to tell it.
And if you don't think it's funny, fuck yous.
Yeah, actually, fuck yous.
Are you fucking joking me? I'd fucking have Mott on any fucking day, and Niall Quinney could talk about hurling. If I'm not give a fuck about, no, I cannot listen to Phil Neville.
I'd
rather stand at the door listening to Jehovah's Witnesses. For an hour. 2 hours.
Would you?
I'm a prop.
I'm a prop.
Today, there's a knock at the door, right? I mean, at least, like, if it's Air Tristy or something knocking at the door.
Air Tristy.
The decency to say, how you doing? Like, you know, are you happy with your electricity contract? Not, yeah, I'm delighted. Yeah,
straight into the point.
Call.
Yeah.
Whereas they walk up, like, I had no clue. It's just some board, like, standing there. How you doing? All right. Milk money, is it? how are you keeping? I'm grand. How are you? Good. Nice day. It's a bit cold. I was like, where? What the fuck is it? Have you seen this leaflet? So I said, no, give us a look at it. So I looked at this leaflet and I couldn't pause there. Where can we find the answers to life's biggest questions? And there's an app.
Trippers Jehovah's
Witness.
Trippers Jacks. You should have given her a link to the podcast. There you go, love. You'll be sorted out.
But then I flip it over, right? Because I still haven't figured out, like, who is he?
What's going on?
And I see JW.org. What? No, yeah. Anything .org straight away, dodgy. So I said straight away, .org. And she went, what?
Did you have your tinfoil hat on when you were talking?
With her orbs floating around them.
Right, okay.
.org. .org.
Self-watching Empire Strikes Back, and next minute orbs start flying around the shop.
You can't start just on me phone. They went in the room. But you can't get them away, mate!
Hear me, Luke. Knock once for yes, and twice for no. Are you making contact, Luke?
Dead, you must be.
That was a great night. The best part was when we got up to the VIP area. After trying to get up to trying to get up to this fucking thing for ages. Annoying the shit out of the belt.
He's flashing his fireman's badge out. Fireman, come on, can we go up? And eventually she's just like, lads, it's fucking shite. There's not even a bar. I'm like, oh no, we want to go up, we want to go up.
And she's there, a bunch of arseholes. Go on, like, go up if you want to go up. Right there. Thanks, love, yeah, nice one. So up the stairs we go, like, and get to the top, and it's already we're going, ah, fuck this, like, go back down. No bar, it's just a corner, like, and they all thought they were the chaps up there in the VIP. We made the most of it. We got to random people. Just say there's a bloke on a board, or a couple of boards, or a couple of lads, and I go, what's the story? Branch you in yourself? I think there's only the one. Yeah. The one that are looking at us like,
the one branch you in.
Yeah. And there's like, do you know how many hoodies he sold today? One asshole they call us out big time. We don't call them hoodies. Yeah, well, we call it hoodies over my section, right? We're over in section 7G. The hoodies over there. He sold 6 hoodies today. How many fucking hoodies you sell? What do you call them? Whatever you call them, how many did you sell? One. There you go. 6 hoodies built in his face. Boys are gagging. Next. And eventually, like, yeah, some probably like trying to be dead sound, like it's way after breaking in, you know, on major celebrity fucking VIP, you know. And she says, listen, lads, I know you are just acting a maggot up here, like, but just you can stay here, no problem, no problem. You can stay here, I won't say anything to anyone, just behave yourselves, okay? No problem. Like, she was doing us the biggest favour in the world. Here, man, listen, oh, thanks, you're a fucking saint. How many hoodies do you think you said?
We don't call them hoodies.
Yeah. Did you find out what he did call
them? What did he call
them? What did he call them? A collar from Ireland. Can you hear me? A sweatshirt. With a hood? Yeah, we don't have them in Ireland. We don't have them in Ireland. But we're getting them this week, but we don't have a name for them. What do you call them in America?
Roll out.
What do you call it in America? What do you call it? A sweatshirt.
You're 26 years old, you're a Liverpool captain. You get the chance to score the winning goal to win the league, but it's also a career ending injury in the process. Do you score or do you pull out and never win the league? Nobody will know.
I score. But you're 26 years old, Liverpool captain, so you're a millionaire.
You've had a good career, yeah.
You're going to score the goal that wins the league, which means, like,
you'll be another millionaire.
You're a millionaire, over again.
And the insurance is going to pay you.
Yeah. So you're a 26-year-old multi-millionaire who's never going to have to buy a drink again in his life, who's going to do after-dinner speaking for the rest of your life about that goal.
10 years of
professional. At 26, you're going to have still a huge involvement in the club. You'll probably go on and dip you in.
You'd be the manager, wouldn't you?
And you'll end up having such an amount of experience. from 26 onwards yeah. to be a manager. By the time you're 40, you'd be laughing.
Yeah.
Look at us rationalising this poor bastard's career.
What if, just take it on, say you scored a goal, win yeah. the league, but you have to lose all your money after it.
Oh, you just add that in there for a bonus.
Just for a bit of effect. So, yeah.
So you lose all the money you've earned up until that point, but you can earn more money after
you
that.
You can't
right?
earn any money right into that goal, ever.
So you only have the honour of it, basically, is yeah. what you're saying.
So it's just the honour.
Fuck, that's a tough one.
So you have to go back to being, whatever, electrician or fireman or whatever, like, you just, that's
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But you've scored the winning goal for Liverpool to win the league, and people will always talk to you about it.
You'll have your league,
man. But you can't earn any money.
Yeah, but actually, of course you would, because that's what, basically what we're doing now. We're all working away, sweating. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
You just don't have a league, man.
Except
so basically, it's like quantum leap. You for a day, you go into the body of the 26-year-old Liverpool captain, then yeah. you know, come out and you
and
go.
And you have to give him a career-ending injury.
You go somewhere else. And he gets a career-ending injury, and you go off, and you have to be a fireman.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Or a quantum physicist. If it's quantum leap.
Quantum Leap was a great show, wasn't it?
Ah, oh, I used to love it.
Remember Quantum Leap, Trev?
Didn't watch it, fella.
Oh, what? My.
No, I don't like it.
Brilliant, man.
No, didn't.
He really even used to leap into women's bodies and everything.
That's magic.
He leapt into.
That's a different program. Out there.
I think Bill's confused. Caelan Kareem is asking us. Which was the first age-restricted movie that you legally saw? Did it live up to your expectations?
Are we talking now?
I think Caelan might mean illegally. Yeah, well, he says, "What's the first age-restricted movie that you legally saw?" I think this is going to be a far better question. Is it illegally?
Does he mean the first film you saw when you were 18?
Yeah. I think he means the first over 18s film you've seen.
Yeah. Oh, when it was illegal.
First one I seen was Rambo. Force Blow Part 2, and it was the first day we got a video up there.
Quality.
Yeah, that was the first.
That's a good start, right there.
My lethal weapon. Do you remember the lethal weapon? one where
the first one.
Second? I think it's a your man the fella's birthday. He's retiring us or his birthday, and they put a lot of.
He's always retiring.
They put a lot of condoms on.
Oh
his
no,
desk.
That's the.
Oh, that's right up. That's
second one.
That's
isn't
three,
it?
I think.
Yeah,
I used to love that. What year was that?
Is Joe Pesci in it?
89.
But anyway, I remember watching that with a. Whoever was fucking babysitting at the time, they had it on. They didn't give a shit, like, you know, when he was sitting there. But they were breaking a shit laughing at the condom scene.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, having a clue what was going on.
Look at all their water balloons.
Yeah. Like, what's it put, like, you know, when you're that age, like, you want to fit in or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was watched then. I was got to watch it in front of my parents. And, of course, the condom thing come on. And they're all just staying silent, like, being, yeah, I'm like, oh!
Mine was RoboCop. Well, actually, we watched RoboCop and Predator. We had them on, you know, a pirate video, and watched both of them. And I remember, like, not getting why people were so. Why it was so violent, like, you know, and then the man in RoboCop, he goes into acid at the end of it, like, and his whole face kind of fucking melts off. I was like, that's why.
There you go. Jaws for me is the obvious one. Mine, actually, did scare the crap out of
me. Mine was The Omen.
Mm.
And I was 4.
How in the fuck are you watching that at 4?
Well, they didn't put it on for me now. Like, it was just.
You sorted it out, did you?
It was a fucking exorcist. They're trying to get rid of the bastard.
Apparently, wasn't on that day. Here, feel watch that.
It was research. Fucking, what did they do with that Damien kid? How did they get rid of film?
They had it.
Hang on, Jaws was like, what, 1977?
I didn't watch it when it came out, Dave, before you go down to fucking obvious route of Trevor's
7. You're going to be Moby Dick.
It was a picture book of Moby Dick.
I thought it was Connor Train goes across screens.
Here we go. Brilliant. Oh, yeah, lash them out. Come on, anymore?
Charlie Chaplin.
It was that Charlie Chaplin.
Last up, I was wondering, which footballer's pint would you dip your cock in when they're not looking? When they're not looking.
Joey Burton. Oh, yeah. Fucking dip me balls and all.
You'd want them to be looking though. Yeah, fuck that. They'd be like, yeah. They got Joey.
Stir.
Peter Hussey wants to know what your favourite smell is. What's your favourite smell?
Napalm in the morning.
Smells like victory. Any others?
The sea breeze. The smell of the sea. I love the smell of the sea.
Oh, it's fucking rank, Phil.
Yeah.
I'm not talking of fucking Ireland. I'm talking about when you're on the Mediterranean.
You being, you know, from the country, do you like the smell of shit? Dolchies love the smell of horse and fucking cow shit.
That's a terrible, terrible generalisation. That's completely incorrect.
Do you know, that's okay, completely being incorrect. From the village or wherever you're from, right?
From the village.
Yes, yes. I am one of the elders of our village. We regularly gather around the campfire and we smell shit. And it's great. It's what we do.
You still make your houses out of them?
Yeah, we do make our houses out of shit.
Pig shit is much worse than horse shit, though.
Yes.
Pig shit is much worse than horse shit.
Why are we talking about shit? It was sort of your favourite smell.
I think the best smell is freshly cut grass. You know,
freshly cooked grass. There you go. So we've got the sea.
Bacon sandwich.
We've got the sea. We've got fresh
summer
grass.
Yeah. Summer. The smell of summer.
What's that? Why is
the
smell
fuck
of summer?
Does summer smell like?
You know it. You know it.
So on the 1st of fucking July, there's a smell that gets released.
There's wisps of charcoal in the air. There's that freshly cooked grass. There's, you know, it's warm.
Why would there be charcoal?
Sea breeze. Barbecues, yes. Warm sea breeze.
Where's the warm sea breeze? Where's the warm sea breeze in your estate?
I'm on fucking holiday.
Yeah. Do you know what smells lovely?
What smells petrol. Lovely?
Petrol smells fucking delicious.
Four layers as well. No, four layers.
Given your chosen four profession, I am astounded that that is your favourite smell.
Yeah. That is odd, Andy. That is a bit odd.
You don't like the smell of petrol?
No, I'm just saying.
It smells, it's compared to diesel.
Yeah, you're right. It's fucking deadly compared to this.
It smells more expensive. Yeah.
It's got a lovely fucking bouquet.
It's got a quality. Isn't food, like food, like, you know, like bacon or pizza or something like that? Yeah, that's the best
it's
smell.
Steak.
Doesn't even
smell
like
summer.
That.
Yeah. The best
fucking summer.
The smell of summer.
It's summer.
There's food in the smell of summer because it has the charcoal of the barbecue.
Smell
straight
of
away, you're not so
smell of food, right? You know?
But you know, I can smell summer.
So let's have a look at some of the things suggested by listeners. We should frame this by mentioning that a couple of our listeners have pointed out, Joseph Cousins and Shane on Twitter pointed out that apparently the 1977 Misuse of Drugs Act was ruled unconstitutional.
It was.
Which means that until Thursday night, all Class A drugs in Ireland are legal.
We just have to get finished here and we're all heading up to the Hellfire Club and we're going for a fucking rave. There's drugs all over the shop.
Sorry,
I'm like, already yipped over.
Yeah. I might get started now if that's okay with you.
It was ruled unlawful.
Until Thursday night.
They're fucked because they're rushing through emergency legislation tonight, but they can't enact it until 24 hours after the other one is repealed.
So there's a big window there for us to.
That is a big window to get off your fucking shops.
Off your banger.
It's such a pity. It's such a pity they couldn't time this to happen on Thursday night, right? So that because the dog wouldn't sit down until Monday and you couldn't pass on Monday, you would have got Friday, Saturday, you would have got a whole weekend of it. This is like the night the drugs became legal. It's 24 hours of the
everything,
porch.
Everything's legal.
This is the binge.
Everything's
so
legal.
So could you walk into a cop shop tonight?
Yep.
With a bag of
LV.
Load of ego. There you go. In your face.
Yeah.
Technically they're legal at the moment.
If you had a bag of them, they might say you're trying to supply them, but you go in with a couple of A's and pop them. Alright, lads.
Take out the boom box.
Yeah, Bush.
Not that we'd advocate the use of drugs.
So hang on.
Never.
So
never.
So it's still illegal to supply them.
Yeah. To sell them anyway.
What if you gave them away?
I don't know. You give it a shot, Bill.
Yeah, but people rarely get done on having possession of drugs for their own personal use anyway.
Wouldn't know about that.
Yeah, no, no concept what you're chatting about, man. We should move this on.
The binge begins.
The day tripper lawyer is waiting.
Trev heading straight up the mountains. Fucking mushrooms all over the shop.
You fucking know, right?
Magic mushrooms were illegal. I didn't know magic mushrooms. But look, they grow in the wild. So does that mean the wild is illegal?
Nature is illegal.
How did you not know the wild is illegal?
Andy was pointing out the dangers of the country last week. You should know this. In my village, mushrooms are illegal. First question's from Callie, who wonders, what would current Liverpool football club squad members do for a living if they weren't footballers? I think we've already touched on this in terms of Ricky's tour guide job and Jose's tour guide job. Any other suggestions for anything Liverpool footballers would do if they weren't footballers?
The obvious one, Sean, would obviously be like a face model.
A face model. Yeah. I love that. A face model. Yeah. Specific face model.
Jose Enrique would be in prison.
Woody, that's not really a job.
No,
though,
he's a tour guide. We just went through this. Yeah, fair. He's the fucking. He's the
funny man. Ricky Straight Man.
They'd eventually get something on him. Probably by his tour guide activities or something.
Any other suggestions for any footballers' activities?
What would Hendo be?
Oh,
I reckon Hendo be in the army.
Take us to a place, Hendo. He'd be a scarecrow.
What?
He'd just stand the field, yeah. What else could Hendo do?
In the army.
What?
I reckon he'd be a soldier.
I think he'd make a good soldier, actually.
Because he'd non-stop. He'd be like, just keep going and running through fields and everything.
Officer
like
Hendo, maybe, yeah.
Well, I can see him in a Tesco outfit. You can imagine Hendo like stacking shelves in a Tesco outfit, really. Like, you know, the.
Really efficiently.
What department would he work in? Fruit and veg or in the deli counter?
Stacking the cereal boxes.
Yeah. No, I reckon he'd probably have about 3 jobs. He'd just like, keep going from job to job.
He would have 3 jobs.
Yeah.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah, just non-stop.
Okay, so all
3 different Tescos.
Yeah.
He'd walk on different counters in each of them.
Andy, this one's specifically for you from Tom Whitcomb, and he's asking if you could eat one type of cheese the rest of your life, other than cheddar, what would it be and why?
How is that specifically for me?
Because you talked about it beforehand, so I'm being nice to you.
Wednesday with cranberry.
With cranberry.
Yeah.
All right. What is that?
Because it's lovely.
Is it? All right.
Yeah.
What is it?
You can see it at Christmas on your cheese board.
It's a Christmas cheese
on your cheese board.
You not know what it is? It's really creamy cheese with cranberries in it.
I don't know what Christmas cheese is.
That's sort of a fucking deprived family you brought up.
You don't have Christmas
cheese boards at Christmas.
Cheese boards? It's cold, isn't it? You'd be well into this. It's cold food.
Cold food's the tits.
But anyway,
wonderful, yeah.
It reminds me of a story.
Does it?
Yeah.
Go on.
Years ago,
let's get around.
Build a fire.
I was staying out with my cousins when I was, I don't know, 12 or 13. There was a party on, and I remember my aunt saying that one of the lads staying over, you starting to make fun of him and all this, and she was setting us up for it. I was like, what the fuck is the story here? I thought it was going to be something mental, but anyway, it was. He only eats cheese. That's it. So, like, before he even arrived here, does he eat bread? No. Does he eat burgers? No. Does he eat chicken? No. Fish? No. He only eats cheese. I'm like, you can't only eat cheese, right? So, I'm telling you this so you don't say it when he comes, anyway. But, like, this isn't even a joke. Like, this actually happened. And, like, he arrives anyway, and course, like, we're watching a movie and all as you do as kids, and fucking, like, we're eating popcorn. He's eating grated cheese.
Grated cheese? Yeah.
And I thought it was just like this mad elaborate get up, like, that at the first stage. So, like, you know, when you've had a few cokes and all that, like, yeah.
Not tonight now, not coke as in tonight.
Chocolate, and you're a bit out of your head, like, you know. And so, eventually, what's the story? You only eat cheese. And he's just there, yeah, I'll just eat cheese and then just start bawling it. So, like, I mean, we never got to the bottom of it, but, like, I had to ask her, you know, afterwards, like, what's the story? But from childhood, he didn't like the texture, the smell, the flavour of anything. Well, you're same age, 12, 13. What? Like, he's still alive and everything.
He's still alive.
Does he still cry when you ask him about the cheese?
I haven't seen him in years, but like, no, apparently, like, he's doing well for himself. He's
out of fucking cheese and Tesco.
Only his cheese, and here we are, like, so what are you gonna have for breakfast? I might have some cheddar with me, like, and you know, it's
my, did he shake it up?
Big time, yeah. Oh no, he knew all the cheeses. You know, like, he knew cheese, though. He never heard of it that age. Like, you know, but he was eating fucking blue cheeses and Edam and fucking all sorts. Like,
would a bit of Dairy Lay be like beneath them, would it? Like,
yeah.
Dairy Lay? Yeah, I don't know now. That's a difficult one because that's just processed fucking mix of all cheese. Mm-hmm.
And you could dip cheese strings in it, though.
You're thinking, that's good.
Well, I did check it up. It is a real thing. Like, he's not the only person. There's loads of people in the world who only eat cheese and nuts. That's how you check it up.
Blew on me, cheese.
Was he able to eat that? Like,
that's the .org website.
Could he eat Watsons? Because you know they are cheese puffs.
No, he couldn't. I don't, no, listen, he only cheese. Like,
but like if it's cheese based, I'll say cheese crackers.
Like, does he have rules? No. Like, is this like, you know, like a gremlin or something? You can't feed him certain things, or is he just like, he just doesn't like it? Like, is he gonna explode?
No, the explanation was like, and you know, when kids, a lot of kids are fussy eaters, so
yeah.
Like, I mean, I didn't eat much vegetables when I was that age, like, but that was normal. Like, there was lots of kids that didn't eat, but like, you couldn't believe, like, you know, and that always stay. I never ever forget that. Like, every time I kind of fucking see cheese, I'm thinking, imagine how young he'd love this cheese, man. That's a really nice cheese bar. He'd love that. But I mean, it must be a stinger, because like, when you get a cheese bar, a nice few grapes, just be lovely. Right? But, you know, he wouldn't be able to eat his grapes. Just fucking cheese.
Right. Let's try and bring it back to a few of these.
Check it up. I'm telling you, he's not the only person that doesn't eat cheese.
Cheese.
It doesn't eat anything other than cheese.
Next question is from Nacho Man Candy Cabbage, which is just a fucking wonderful name. And he asks a very specific question. If you had to choose between Big Sam, Arsene Wenger or Louis van Gaal, who would you pick to be your BDSM master?
What's the choices again?
You've got Big Sam, Arsene Wenger, Louis van Gaal.
Has to be Wenger, doesn't it?
Why would it be Wenger?
He seems like, you know, a bit of a gentleman. Big Sam's definitely bringing out the scat play anyway. You're going to be fucking picking corn out of your ears for a week. I'm not fucking touching him anyway.
Yeah, I think Arsene respond to your safe word quickly.
Probably,
he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seems
yeah.
like he wouldn't go out of his way to fucking destroy you or anything.
He'd ask his own life force.
Yeah.
Do you know much about that BDSM?
Not too much, no.
I'm not up to speed on myself.
No, see, no. See,
so what? Like, what's involved?
You wouldn't be comfortable choosing
like
one of those.
He's a dominatrix.
Battery and attaching it to your nipples.
Car battery, brilliant. I like where you're going with this. Yeah.
Well, I think for fucking Wenger could be a dangerous fucking.
He could like, have like he'd have a plan.
Like, Sam, I agree with you. There could be a lot of shit. it could be fairly dorky now. But at least you know where you stand. Like, you know what I mean? get through this hair now. Maybe we should have a shower there. It'd be fine. But like, Jesus,
Wenger could have a plan down to how close he could take it to killing you. Before
oh, he'd have the science.
He'd have the science. Your pain threshold. He'd evaluate your pain threshold and then take you all the way to it. Now, depending on what you be into the pain, if you're a willing participant in it, it could be like something
that's
that you
good
want.
Point. You could be into it.
Yeah. But if you're not, if you're just there, you know, to get the deed done and get out, then Fat Sam is your only man.
Yeah, I think so. I'm gonna go Fat Sam. Just
you're gonna teach What about Van Gaal?
I'd go Van Gaal all day.
No way, man.
He'd just get bored.
He looks like somebody that'll be into it anyway. Well, I'd say he'd lock you up for weeks, he would.
Do you reckon he with a face like that, I reckon he could be one of those doll persons. A doll person, yeah.
The one who dresses up as a dog.
Yeah, the doll face and then all like fucking suspender kits and all that. Walking down the street like in Manchester, just not being as a clue as him. Like. He'd still have a massive doll. They probably wouldn't have to order a doll face that big. He'd probably have to order two doll faces. So if you see your doll face walking,
two doll faces and Siamese doll.
That's what Van Gaal said.
Yeah, the lawyer has left the building.
I'll be bollocks. Didn't say what he is. He looks
if
like
he was.
Shiver
down me back there, and I was thinking about that United match. I think I'm after shitting myself. Oh, lovely.
You know, that's pretty much the perfect start to this section of the show anyway. Neil, a couple of questions in from Lloyd. Start you with the first one. Lloyd asks you, what would you grab first? What item would you grab first if your house was on fire? We'll just leave people out of it. So apart from people, what item would you grab first?
I don't fucking know. What a question.
Fire extinguisher would be a good start.
trust Andy to have a take on this.
I don't know. I was going to say my dog, but I haven't got a dog.
So that would have been a shit answer.
You'd be stuck in the fucking fire.
I'm back in looking for the dog. I'm going to burn to death.
Where's me fucking dog? You haven't got a dog. I have got a dog.
I grabbed the young lad, surely.
After I got the dog.
The first thing I said to you was not a person. A knife, a thing.
A dog.
What thing could you
I don't know, my phone. I don't know. I'm a fire extinguisher. It's just a bucket with water in
it. Neil, you're seriously under pressure here.
I don't know, man.
Phil, got shit?
Boxes.
Because I'll be arrested when I'm
that's fair enough. So you'd want to watch your house burn down in a sort of
at least with some clothes on.
Or clay mods.
Clay mods, yeah.
I'd have anything embarrassing in the house because all my mates coming, rummage around the gap.
Yeah, massive dildo
collection. Yeah, where's you?
Yeah, that box.
His doll suit.
The doll face. Yeah, let's put me doll face down my jocks.
Maybe in a fireproof box to be granddad.
That wouldn't be embarrassing. Your doll face stuck down your jocks when your mate's throwing up. How did this fire start?
Lloyd also asked, what do you miss most about being a kid?
All them fours, amiga.
His dog.
I miss my dog Crispy. I used to love him. The little Crispy was a lovely.
And them bikes with no brakes. They used to stop you.
The back
stop
wheel
the
back brakes.
The back wheel.
Pedal bike brakes.
The handiest way to stop them is you put your heel
stick
around
your heel
back.
Into the back.
You could do a deadly skate that way.
Yeah, or you could break your leg.
Do you remember times your foot got in there accidentally? Like, oh, Jesus!
I was the worst cyclist ever.
What were you cycling? What was your bike? Did you BMX as well?
I would have had just all the different bikes. A little fucking BMX.
Little racer and
mountain bike and all that. But didn't matter what I was cycling, I had a near-death experience. I got knocked down in the laneway. See, where I lived, there was lanes around the back which led into the field, and there used to be a great little kind of jump across from the laneway into the field.
Yeah.
So everyone did that. Everyone cleared it. And I'm fucking billion up into the laneway, and everyone's going, no, no, no. This is a car coming down the lane. But I thought they were egging me on, just fucking cycling straight on from the. Anybody else would have known that's a warning sign to stop.
But you turned into
cycle out. Going to school one morning, just cycle straight into the railings for no reason. And fucking split me head open. I was knocked out, hospital job, fractured skull, and then
fucking hell,
yeah. And then and I fractured my skull with the car accident as well. And then another time I was up me.
Should have got a helmet, Andy, after the first one.
You really should have got a helmet.
They only had those leather helmets at the time. Just strips of leather on your head. Yeah, that's a helmet.
Lives up in Old Bon, and the daughter running down there, and there was a great little cycle track. All the kids used to come flying down the hill and along the river, and of course fucking Muggins here went down the bank into the river.
E.T.
caught me lip on the way down, and a lip fucking nearly come off my face.
Caught your actual lip.
Yeah, look, see the scar there.
Get the fuck. The
lip was separated from my face.
Oh, for the Lord Christ. Fucking hell.
That was horrific. But so, you remember that bike, the work scheme came out? Like, that was a tough decision. I was sort of saying, am I safe on the bike? And the first time I got the bike, I was dying to cycle, but it was kind of frosty, come snow out, and I said, oh, fuck it anyway, you know what I mean? Everyone's cycling this weather, I'd be grand. And I got me fucking feet caught in the pedals. I just keeled over, on the road. And the crowd of youngsters and the lower civic just breaking their shit laughing.
How many times?
We're playing them in the Altuk?
Apparently.
Apparently, yeah.
That's what he said.
Isn't that lovely?
That is nice, yeah.
I don't know, will I ring them? Ring them, ring them, man. Anyone.
When I ring them,
ask them what exactly.
I have their number. When I ring them, put them on speaker.
What are you doing?
Ringing them.
Yes, this is a brilliant moment.
We're just ringing the hands.
Sahiliyle başlayabiliyorsanız tuşlayınız.
Yeah, it just said Liverpool.
It's like a Borat.
Hello?
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 They put you back on hold.
Hello, my sister. Hello? I mean, what time is it over there at the moment?
It's only an hour.
It's only 12:15.
I think it's outside office hours anyway.
Right.
Okay.
I was going to say, Jim, it's not normally this mental, but it fucking is every week.
Sorry for this.
We will ring the Athletic Stadium.
I have their number, will they ring them?
The stadium will talk to us. Are you the stadium viewers?
Hello, hello, ticket office. Hello, ticket office.
Are you guys? Hello.
What were you going to ask them? What? What were you going to ask them?
Where? Liverpool playing down Thursday.
Just want to get the inside view. How are you feeling about the game?
No, anyway.
Yeah, I was in Waterford Hospital on Monday, and they had a vomiting bag, and everywhere there was like these big yellow posters that was said outbreak, you know.
Yeah.
Virus, you know? They spelled outbreak wrong.
Oh,
it said outbeak. It's like, it's not a new department. Is it like, you know, if you've got an
absolute arsehole?
Outbeak.
Sorry, what floor is
it? It's a lot of advertising.
A bit of an old schnoz on me.
A lot of advertising. No, I can't find it anyway.
No, nobody will panic. It's only an outbeak.
It's not a full blown.
Really,
outbreak.
I don't see what the fuss is about. Yeah, yeah. You know?
It's a level below an outbreak. It's an outbeak.
Yeah.
But you know, the funny thing was, because you know, people were there, and they everyone just kept going, "Oh, I spelled that wrong," rather than "it should say outbreak." Something serious happened. Oh, look at the twat.
Anyway,
<Josh. laughs>
get that paper out away.
I could be sick.
They contract
an outbeat.
That outbeat.
Oh, I think I'm having an outbeat. It's probably best to go on your own. I don't want to give it to everybody else. I don't want
you
to.
You were in the hospital. You saw it's going around.
Everyone has got the outbeat.
Imagine, just come down there that morning with a pelican thing. I think I've contracted an outbeat.
You remember his signs, love? You remember them?
I believe it's happened to me. Why always?
Song for Emre.
Song for Emre. I think we should use the Stingray song. Emre, Emre, Emre,
love Stingray. Actually,
the only thing I fear now is like a big Stamford Bridge night, all the plastic flags out. The fake noise, pumped up.
Turned up.
Yeah. Pumped up.
Go on, music.
Surround sound. Fake noise. Oh, you know, can you imagine?
That, a end of Arsenal's like, wall when they were rebuilding Highbury that time, to paint on the fans.
Fucking Galatasaray be like, you know what I mean? And all the pensioners giving it loads and their nappies.
Oh, please, let us end with that.
Sponsored by Tima.
Yeah, that's that. We're finished. Jesus.
I am Lou Schwab. Just makes warbling sounds. Everyone goes, oh, that's an amazing sound.
The Cars. Whopper.
The Cranberries.
Cranberries.
Whopper.
Serious band.
Crap.
You're actually running out of people now, aren't you?
No. Nah,
the Cause can't sing. The woman from the Cranberries, alright, she's got a distinct voice.
There's loads of good Irish musicians, for fuck's sake.
No, I didn't say
for
bad musicians, sake. I said they can't sing.
There's loads.
That's my thing is they can't sing.
What about the girl at Little Green Cars? Fucking amazing singer.
I have never heard that name before in my life.
She must be brilliant.
The small Irish bands are up there with, like, per head of population. Are up there with the best musicians in the world. It just so happens that we just don't have an industry here.
It's just a sentence.
We don't have
that's
a
it's just a sentence.
Welsh trumpet players anywhere in the world, we just nobody listens to them.
He kind of has you there.
But like, if you have an up and coming
Zimbabwe artist. And tin whistle players, seriously, it's just there's only one of them. He's fucking great.
Zimbabwe and tin whistle.
He's a great dancer. The judges on the Voice of Ireland, two of them are fucking English.
Brezzy.
For start. Brezzy.
Paul Brennan's more famous than that.
You want someone mainstream?
I do.
Hozier.
Who?
Hosier.
Fucking incredible voice.
Would that take me
to Hosier?
Yeah.
He sounds like he's having a stroke.
Hosier sister.
Hosier sister.
I saw one, something like, would you rather join in your man that riding
once
or watch them every day?
Yeah, yeah. That's just meant, like, that can't end well. Like,
you obviously take the free pedal every day looking at them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
It's a no-brainer. Hey, mate.
It's the two boys, Fallows and Hunter, they get name-checked more often than anybody else. And nobody really knows.
I think they should get their own television programme when Ant and Deck are having a hot
I'd love to see
Fallows and Hunter. Fallows and Hunter.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting there with Football Manager playing Southampton all the time.
It'd be brilliant if they were actually a bit like Vic and Bob. That'd be class.
Who's Vic and Bob?
Who's Vic? Oh, fuck off. Are you serious, man?
Vic Reeves and Bob Mortimer.
Are you serious? You are serious.
Yeah.
They're in the war.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Oh, it's fucking brilliant.
The Great Magician. Why'd
you get his hat?
Rabbit up a sleeve. Gickna.
What's Gickna?
That was a beautiful thing, Phil. I hadn't heard it.
Yeah, all you Dublin
years
loving that. What is it? What's it? How do you use it? You
it's gick, like you a fucking Gickna.
It can be anything.
That's Gickna.
That's the beauty.
Things can be Gickna.
Everything is a Gickna.
This is super.
You're fucking Gickna. It's a quality.
You can use a friend.
Phil's got full Tim Sherwood today.
I love you. Full Tim Sherwood.
Full Tim Sherwood.
And I'll tell you, if I really know they're going to lash me fucking gilet on the ground.
Timmy Hookie holds. And a gilet. Like this. Fucking great. Benny
Tim
full Tim Sherwood.
Oh, I'd love if he gets the job.
He is going to get
the job.
What job
is
it?
The QPR job.
QPR.
No, I was talking about Tesco's.
Oh yeah, I forgot the fucking Harry Redknapp. I've got the sack
for bad knees.
His knee is gone. His knee is
his
gone.
His knee is gone.
Yeah.
He said it's
how much did he sell him? He's not a fucking wheeler dealer, mate.
He's not a fucking wheeler dealer.
He said I rang whoever the owner is.
No, he actually said I rang whoever the owner is.
Yeah.
I don't normally deal with that. The chairman deals with all that sort of phone calls. I can't use a phone. Yeah. I have one of those kids' phones. Answer. Hang up.
What's his dog called?
Rosie.
What?
Rosie, yeah.
How do you know that?
Because he was on trial when he
first for tax evasion.
The dog was on trial?
No.
He was on trial. The dog is his accountant.
The dog's a female, Neil.
The dog's his accountant.
That's it was a very good performance, yes. I'm very happy.
What did you think of the man?
Oh, I thought it was very good, actually.
22 men at that start of the game.
I disagree with Phil, actually.
Well, 21 finished because one got sent off. Did the sending off change the game? Obviously, it did. Because then we started being better than them.
No.
Part of the Roman Catholic calendar.
It's on the curriculum.
Yep, it's on the
priest says so.
Yep.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, the priest is wearing
chaps. We get sent to hell if you don't win your chaps.
If you wear long trousers, you're going to hell.
If you wear underpants, you're going to hell.
With your chaps.
Chaps day.
It's chaps day.
Yeah, take 50 pence and wear the chaps.
Tomorrow it's Good Friday. Today is chaps. Everyone knows holy chaps day.
Holy chaps day.
Wednesday speedo day.
He's
out
there.
Following
his bra
to
wear a bra in. I don't know about that sort of
it.
Tom Tuesday.
It's fucking February, man. Right? There's a letter you have up on the top. That's Speedo Day's Tuesday. What are you going
to
do?
It's where that saying comes from.
What's that?
Chap's eye.
Chap's eye, yeah. Right in me chap's eye.
A shoe bomber in a tweed jacket.
Have you got your fingery sleevey? I didn't bring your tummies today.
We should probably do Carl Thurley's question about.
Do you do package trips, or is it just a website now?
Carl was robbing somebody else there. So just to clarify, we are not a travel agency.
I think it was Harry Chambers who asked that question.
Was that Harry?
I think it would have been.
But if you'd like to send your credit card details,
we'll organise a trip.
To be fair, you can see how someone was going Liverpool day trips.
After very little,
you know, Anne Marie, she's a champion. She's a champion of Road Safety. She got an award because she's the champion of Road Safety.
the speed thermometer.
Yeah, so we've been watching the speed, and then they bring in the speed thermometer in the area.
What are you fucking at?
Why you wave me in for, you cunt?
We're doing the intro.
We're doing the fucking admin as usual. First, you fucking mad sausage. I thought you were just having a bit of crack with the music, for fuck's sake. I was just talking about We Are Liverpool fans, ain't you?
All right. There's a fella I used to call it a danger wanker. He'd stand at the top of the stairs, start pedaling and go, "Ma, you got to finish before she goes."
That's
what? I swear to God. What did you do?
Emery Chan.
What's the story of his lips at the moment? They're falling apart.
The bottom one is actually turning just into skin. Yeah. There's no lip there anymore, it's just skin.
His face is going to fall off. It's like he's
what's that movie, Knocked Up? Is it Knocked Up where he lives with his housemates and they all fart on each other's pillowcases and they get brown eyes?
Brown eye
makes more sense.
Make that mistake.
Yeah.
the bridge is the Swedish Norwegian.
Oh yeah, I saw the ads for that. Looks good.
It's brilliant.
It looks class.
I'm on to the second series of that.
You done the American one as well.
I watched the American Killing, which I enjoyed, and then I watched the Swedish Norwegian of the four series of the bridge. You just don't go back down to the American one.
Yeah. They did a British version of the bridge. It's called the Tunnel. It was all about the body being found in between the middle of something.
I thought you were just pulling the Casey there for a second. This is real.
You imagine if that was England at the border, Northern. The game, just go. On your side.
On your side, lads.
Right, lads. Tea time.
I hate that.
95.
Seriously,
2-7.
3-4-5. Recurring.
4.2 again. Yeah.
Now, what I've done was I've divided by that by Poi.
Right, we're in.
Can you hear us?
Hello.
Dublin calling Austria. Come in, Austria. Can you hear us, man?
I think you need to push the yellow button.
I think I need to push that button. Hello. Alex, can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
Phil forgot to push the button. Sorry about that.
Phil pressed the on button.
It's fucking technical. It says on. So it takes us a while here, mate. Sorry about that.
Does someone not say it's called dwarf boot or something like that?
Helium boots. You just invented the dwarf boot.
Fair enough. No wonder you need to find it on the fucking side.
You need to invent that.
Dwarf.
Crazy helium head.
Crazy helium head. Crazy dwarf
boot. You can probably buy a dwarf boot online if you look hard enough.
No.
It's up now.
I can't see it.
Is that the remote control?
No. He's not going to pull his Mickey off with the bionic arm because he's going to have, you know, the finger sleeve over.
Oh.
A special sort of padded finger sleeve yoke.